Carl Edwards replaces Victoria Dowd, whose administration sold off $50 million in bonds to cover some cash flow issues and look into mortgaging tribal land after some gaming investment projects failed. Several demonstrators occupied tribal offices last March to call attention to the administration's struggles and to demand a forensic audit. They said it would be a more intensive, in-depth review of the tribe's investments and spending and possibly expose financial mismanagement. Edwards says as the new tribal president, he's all for helping the tribe with its problems. However,
I'm not in favor of that forensic audit, but I'm going to attempt to work with the new council members and the current council members and try to create a balance.
But newly elected council member Bill Bisson disagrees.
If there's nothing to hide, why should anybody be opposed to it? They've spent money just irresponsibly.
Bisson and two other members support an audit, but those are just three people on a 12-person council, a ratio that disappoints tribal member Rhonda Snow.
So we don't have much hope in being able to achieve a forensic audit, which we were really hoping for in this new election.
Meanwhile, Carl Edwards says his priorities are to regulate the Lac de Flambeau's hiring practices and wage scales and separate the powers of the tribal president and chief administrative officer. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.